Hello, hi, my name is Melanie Dolling. I am a comedian. I am also the second in command at Howl & Roar Records, a comedy record label, in fact. Can you believe that? I work under our fabulous founder, Allison Dorr, and I do have a background as an arts and culture reporter extraordinaire back in my days in Winnipeg at the Uniter. Shout out to them. They're always doing great things. And I also have a background hanging out with Paul Little of Showbiz Monkeys and talking all things comedy. So this year I thought, you know what? Howl & Roar needs to get in the mix. We need to get our finger on the pulse. We need to be out there even more so than we are right now in the community. I want to interview some comics for JFL, and Paul Little hooked me up. I got to chat with the wonderful Sydney Washington. She's so beautiful, so hilarious, so wonderful. Her Instagram, just like go down a rabbit hole of all of her reels and podcast appearances, and you will be as charmed and intimidated by this wonderful person as I was. You'll definitely hear in this interview that I'm not as silky smooth as I am right now alone in my home office. If you do want to check out Sydney Washington at JFL, she is playing at Comedy Bar on Wednesday the 27th at 9 p.m. coming at ya. Friday the 29th at 7 and Saturday the 30th at 9. And that is the one that I'm going to if you want to say hi. She's doing her solo show, How to Start a Fire. So if you've always wondered about that, check it out. I don't think she's encouraging that. But you'll find out how it all went down. Anyway, here's my interview with Sydney Washington. Follow us all on social media. I hope you like it. And if you don't, it's not very long. And I'm sure if you don't like it, it'll be all my fault because I was feeling very schoolgirlish in the presence of such a force to be reckoned with. All right. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Paul F. Tompkins, the famous comedian. You seem to have found yourself at showbizmonkeys.com. Sorry to blow your mind. Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town, I'm all right. I mean, no consequence when you're playing with the fire. Move to the left.
You look so cute.
You know, I was running to, I had to do some errands. I had to run to the vintage shop to get some like clothes to paintball in. And I realized that no clothes are worth wearing for paintball. I'm like, they're all good. Why would I want to mess these up?
So what did you end up landing on?
I got like, you know, like the jumpsuits, like painter's jumpsuits or whatever. Like,
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. You got to layer up because apparently this really hurts. And I'm like, so why are we doing this?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, have you done it before? Because I always thought it sounded fun. And then I asked my rascally boyfriend who likes those type of things. I was like, we should go. And he was like, I don't think you understand what it's going to be. Like, it's painful.
We got to not do it. We got to not.
Yeah.
Or it's for my best friend's birthday. So I have to go. I don't have a choice here.
I do find as we get into our 30s, people are like, we have to do something for the birthday. It can't just be like we're at a bar. Like, I do find there's the expectation of activity.
Well, I think it's also because we don't have attention span anymore. And if we don't have a plan or something to do that's really specific, people will just go off and they'll start scrolling on their phone.
Yeah, that's so true. You're like, I need you to be engaged. So I'm going to hit you in the thigh with this really hard ball of paint so that you'll actually just make eye contact with me this one time on the day of my birth.
Melanie, I'm actually in fear at the moment, but we're going to cross my fingers and hope that I don't get knocked in the face or something like that.
Oh yeah. I think the face is off limits, and I think they give you like cute little goggles and things.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also like, we ain't got to do this. How bad is life where you're like, hit me, hurt me.
Give me an obstacle for my birthday.
Yes, please.
So when are you doing the paintball? Is that before you come to Toronto for JFL?
I am going on, I think it's Saturday. I'm going on Saturday.
Oh, exciting. So maybe you'll have some little anecdotes to share.
I mean, I hope so. Well, the thing is that I'm going there to do my solo show. It's pretty structured and I'm mainly just following the show, but I'm hoping that the smaller shows that I'm doing that, well, not small, big, but like not my show. I can actually do more like topical things that are going on in my life. Jokes.
Yeah. Well, that transitions perfectly because I was just about to ask, like, what do you have in store for us? Are you doing the solo show? I saw that you had one last night. How did it go?
It was so damn good, Melanie. Oh. I say damn.
Yeah. Oh, you can say whatever you want.
Okay. It was amazing. I have been working on a show for a minute now, but then like the pandemic happened, I stopped. Mm-hmm. Then I had to start it back up. I had to get my momentum. Then I moved to LA. That, and then it felt like I was starting all over again. And then like bad stuff just kept happening. And I was like, maybe I should just shelf this freaking show. And then I came back, did it last night. And I was like, okay, now I'm in the pocket. Now I know where I am. And it was phenomenal. It was, you know, 10 p.m. show is tough on a Wednesday, but the people came and they were ready to laugh and be engaged and know all of my childhood stories.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, I've looked up, it's called How to Start a Fire, and I know what it's about, but do you want to give us a little snippet?
Yeah. So what do you do when you get a little girl who's living with three senior citizens in Oakland, California? She burns down her house. That's what happened. I accidentally burned down my house. And so it was like all these little stories leading up to the fire. And if you listen to the stories, you're like, the writing is on the wall, honey. Well, the wall burnt down, but
the writing was on the wall.
On the wall that something like this was going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I was like a little black Dennis the Menace. That's a girl.
Well, I love it. And you've got your little cap and everything. So you're giving that vibe right now. You're looking a little bit up to mischief.
Yes, I am giving a little mischievous, but also like running errands in the city and just literally not wanting to brush my hair. Yeah. But yeah, I'm so excited to come to Toronto. I've never been before. You know, is Drake from Toronto?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only reason why I know as much as I do about Toronto, but I heard the parties are great. I heard the people are amazing. I heard the food could be good. So
yes,
I want to see more of Toronto when I'm there.
Excellent. Oh my God. You just hit two of my questions. Was going to be, have you been to Toronto? And what do you want to do when you're here? Are you like, I want to explore, I want to see restaurants, or are you like, I'm just hunkered down in the hotel room, or a little of both? But sounds like you definitely want to get out there.
Well, okay, so this is, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. For me, I have a lot of big plans before I go on a trip. And then I get there and the hotel is cute. And I'm like, nah, these sheets feel so good. But I am going to be on a mission when I'm in Toronto to do things. I want to go out. I really would love a cool party, like hip hop, Caribbean, something of that sort. Maybe Drake will be in town. I don't know. Probably not. But I just want to have a good time. And food. I love food, especially if it's free. So I would like to get some of the Toronto cuisine if possible. And maybe take a couple of like cute walks if I could do that. If the walks are sexy, I'm down to walk in Toronto as well.
There are some sexy walks. Like Toronto is very much a city of neighborhoods. So it's fun where you can find a kind of find little pockets that all have their own feeling. Mm-hmm. So as you're walking, you're finding all these different vibes. And yeah, it's kind of magical that way. You can always stumble upon something. And JFL, you're going to get invited to some parties. I wouldn't worry about that. There's definitely going to be some parties. And I mean, I can ask Drake.
What'd you say?
I mean, I can ask Drake like what he's up to.
Fine, if you could, I would truly adore that.
Just act like everyone in Toronto knows Drake. Oh yeah, no, he's right here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, you're gonna have a good time. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, that I'm excited to just let go of expectations and just come ready to like float around. And will it be cold?
No, you're coming at a good time. It'll
Okay.
be, yeah, it's actually pretty sweaty out there today. So, yeah, we're having a nice long summer.
I want to know if I need a jacket because a lot of my jackets are in LA. Because I didn't send them out yet. So I just want to know if I need to make a phone call and be like, send them jackets over, UPS overnight delivery. I need them because I'm going to the six with my woes.
Yeah. I would do, our weather can be a little on the unpredictable side. So for this time of year, I'm usually like light clothing, but a jean jacket or a bomber jacket would do you well for the mornings and the night times. Yeah. So you want something just light and cute that you can throw in like a bag and just in case. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to kind of having like a light sweat, but also just like a little like breeze where I need
Yeah.
like a windbreaker as well.
Yeah, I think summer in Toronto's, or like late summer in Toronto, is perfect for you then, because that's exactly what it is. You're going to be in the morning, you're going to be like, ooh, crisp. And then during the day, it gets kind of boiling hot. And then we go back.
Okay, but I will tell you this, when I was in LA, the weather didn't make no sense. The way that the weather was set up is like, okay, so I need you to leave your house with about four different outfits because when you leave your house, it's going to be cold. Then like noon hits, you're like, wait, it's 90 degrees. Then at 2 p.m., you're like, okay, I probably need a shawl. And then at 9 p.m., you're like, is it winter?
Yeah, we get a lot of that here too. So
I'm sorry, I thought you were better than that. I thought you were better than that.
no, we're not better than that. And it's hard because like today it's gonna probably be exactly what I described, but it's very up and down. Like it's unpredictable, but it's also full of friendly folks. So I'm sure someone will lend you a shawl or something. I actually have a little blanket here that a friend of mine was staying with me, and when he came back another time, I was like, you left your blanket. I felt bad, I had it this whole time. And he's like, oh, that's a scarf some stranger gave me on the bus because I was cold.
What a story. I need people to be better at lying. Don't tell me the truth. I don't need to know the truth.
That actually brings me to the way you just said that, like, I don't need to know the truth. I love, and your followers love, you tell a lot of good stories, but you also go on a lot of good rants when you're being funny. I saw your recent one about, like, why do people complain about New York? Do you have any rants in the canon right now that you're like, I don't know how to make this funny yet, but it's driving me bananas?
Well, I was just ranting the other day about, people asking you if you want to have children. And it's just really frustrating because what you should be asking me, did I have a good childhood? Did I have good parents? If both of those things are no, then yeah, that answers my question. No, I don't want to have any damn kids because like I'm healing from all of that. And I think the problem is that so many people are like, I want to have a little me. And it's like, we don't want the big you. Like, so why do you want a mini version of you? You're unbearable. So now we got to deal with a little person that's like supposed to be a splitting image of you. I'm tired of you. And now I have to be nice to kids. You should be nice to kids. Adults, not so much, but people who are mean to kids, something's wrong with you. And you
Oh,
should probably be far away from kids. You see a kid like smiling and like ice cream spilling all over them, and you're like, oh, they should die. It's like, what?
yeah.
Why are you here? So I don't know. I really get upset about people just putting these expectations on you and like, you should get married, you should have kids. And they're like, have you seen how people are with their friends? You think they should be married, tied down with somebody? It's like, they've missed 3 birthdays in a row and they never show up to important events, but you're like, you should probably get a partner. No, they're bad at being friends and they're going to be awful as a spouse. So that's my rant. I don't know if it's funny yet, but I'll get there.
No, I think it's very funny. I like the idea of like you should be asking someone how they are currently before you're asking like, are you going to continue your legacy? Let's find out what the legacy would be first and foremost.
What the hell is a legacy? I think people back in the day when people were like, they work in the government, they're just like changing lives, they're, civil rights leaders, like that's something that you should have, that you're like continue that legacy. It's like you work at Apple. Yeah. You're at the genius bar. Like, I think we're good. We're good on that legacy. Steve Jobs, he's going to continue on. I think we should be dealing with people who have like legacy of like having a good heart, or they're perfect emergency contacts. Like that's a great legacy to carry on. But these people who are like, yeah, I've been on my phone scrolling for 7 days in a row and I don't want to get out of my room. Yeah, you can keep that. We don't need that legacy at all.
Yeah, let's maybe parent the inner child in that case before we move on to an actual human baby.
Exactly. And I don't want people to think that I'm like shitting on them per se. Yeah. It's like I'm looking at myself. Like, you know, I have anxiety. I postpone and I self-sabotage all the time. And I don't want that for my child. It's like, oh, sometimes my sister says things that happens to her. And I was like, you know what it is? Our fucking mom. Like Ramona is the reason why, you know, I'm going to be at least 30 minutes late to something because she was always late, you know? And I'm probably going to be, you know, very emotionally dependent on my friends because that was my mom as well. So I don't want to pass this down to anybody, even if they do look cute like me. I don't need it.
Yeah. It'd definitely be very cute. And I'm loving like, that is what I listened to you on a few podcasts before this interview. And I love that you kind of have this lovely mix of you will own up to any amount of messiness, but you're also confident where you're confident. You're never like, oh, who, me? Like, no, you're fine to be like, I'm cute. I look good. And it's really nice because I think we live in this age of faux authenticity in a way. And people think that to be authentic, you have to act shy.
Well, it's either the shy or it's the like crazy ego. There's like no in between. And I think that I am in between because I think sometimes people are like, I don't know, I think you're too transparent. And it's like, I like being transparent because then you know the stakes are low, my expectations even lower, my standards at the bedrock. So like when things good happen, you're like actually excited for me. But if I'm trying to uphold this level of perfection or like everything is going to be in place and I'm doing everything right and I'm the hero, it's like then when something like I might fumble, you're kind of like, damn, you're really disappointed. So I'm kind of like the everyday person that just so happened to be in these outstanding situations, you're kind of actually like, damn, I see myself in that, or that's pretty cool, you know. I feel like more people are too ashamed of things. Well, the shame has actually gone out the freaking window, but the people who do have this inside shame, I think I want them to release that so you can actually have a good time, because people are constantly like, well, do you think they think this about me? Did I do that wrong? Did I say that right? It's like life is going to life regardless. So you might as well be laughing with the like back of your teeth being visible. Like you should be shaking and convulsing because you're having such a good time. And your bank account should also be also non-existent because you're living your life, you know?
Yeah, that's really comforting because I keep being like, I'm being too spendy, but you're right. I've been living my life in Toronto, going to cute places. So that reflects a life well lived. I don't have any money. I spent it.
I mean, the people who order money, like, you know, the Republicans and the 1% and the billionaires or whatever, it's just like, are you really living your life to your fullest potential? Like, if you're valuing it at just like, hey, I have money, I'm successful, it's like, but it doesn't feel like there's like a through line with happiness and having stories and then being interesting. It's like people want to be around you because of your success. But if all that is gone, then what? Would people stand you? Probably not. And I think I learned that when I was a waitress, a bottle girl at a couple of nightclubs in New York. The people who had all this money, they're coming in, spending. The people around them, they don't care if they were there or if they left and just had their card on the tab. They do not care. And it's like the people who have the most fun, they're not putting their card down. They probably don't even have any money. They don't have the coolest clothes on. They don't even look perfect, but it's their energy that you're like, I want want to be around this person, and I want to be like making memories with them. And rich people, do you really want their memories? Do you really want their, like, their, yeah, their memories have a lot of money attached to it, but could they have no money and have the best time of their life in New York City on a random Tuesday? Probably not. Yeah. I want the people around me who know what to do in like the worst case scenario.
That's so funny. I was just talking to some comedians last night about, we know everywhere in the city, we're like, okay, if I had $10 and was hungry and had to go to the bathroom and charge my phone, anywhere in the city, I can tell you where I'm getting that done. Come because on. I've lived it.
Come on. I mean, I was talking about people shitting on New York and how we don't like own anything. But it's like, I could listen to any random New Yorker all over the place because they have done things and they have experience and they like, they just, even just the way they like their nuance, the way they talk about the situations, it's so fun. And then you listen to somebody from North Dakota, what the fuck? Like, it's like, they're like, this is so interesting. You're like, I'm falling asleep with my eyes open. Like, no offense, but it's just like, I love New York. Every inch, every crusty, nasty, musty part about it. I have so many stories because I've lived here. I've also lived in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the stories there are bleak, babe. They're bleak. Not the best of the best.
There's no bottle service stories happening.
Oh no. I mean, I've gone to Boston, and I've gone to some of the clubs that's underneath the like the W Hotel, but I was going there as like a guest, not like working there or whatever. But yeah, I want to go where the stories are good, people know your name, and they're not afraid to introduce themselves and like have a good time with strangers.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to love Toronto because that feels very much the vibe here. I think we're kind of like, well, we pretend to be New York in the movies a lot. So
which
I don't
need to stop with that too. But also, yeah, stop doing the movies here. We're really like just trying to get to work. And there's just like all these production lights and, you know, the kiosks and all these things with like crafties. And it's like, I just want to get into my CVS.
Yeah. Just send them.
Go to Vancouver, go to Toronto. They got the space. We need to get going.
Yeah, we are vast. Send them over. We're good. So mm-hmm. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, but let me tell you, Melanie, I run my mouth. That is my problem. So I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I've been having such a, like, I forgot we're doing an interview. I'm just like, so how are you?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to ask, I'll ask an official interview question to NOK. I'm going to be really serious. All right, best case scenario. You've done the show. People are walking out. They're chatting on the subway ride home. What do you hope they're saying? What do you hope they're feeling?
Wow. I've learned that like kids are allowed to make mistakes and be wild, and they're able to grow through the mistakes and grow through the bad, because everyone tries to protect kids and they want the best for them. But what is the best? Because even if you have everything set up, both parents are taking care, you have all the money, things can go wrong. So allow kids to experience and understand that like life is what you make it. And I would be like upset that I'm like, damn, I didn't get this and that as a kid. But I'm like, yo, I'm so interesting. I don't know that many people who are like, I don't want to know what Sydney is saying, because I've had like such a crazy, not crazy, but I would say a well-rounded life.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. I love that so much. And that sounds like maybe it's a step toward parenting those inner children we were talking about. Maybe the healing can begin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every time I do the show, I heal a little bit because I find a new part of me or my child, the child of me, that I'm like, oh, she was so freaking dope. She's so cute, or she's so funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to see the show. Thanks so much for chatting, and enjoy your paintball.
I will tell you everything when I get there.
Yeah, please do. I'm excited. All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Nice. Bye.